So we saw that fight scene, and now Chris is inquiring about what's going on with Pablo, and of course he's reluctant to tell her because Pablo likes to keep everything inside, and he's a man of few words. But Chris isn't going to take no for an answer this time around, which is part of the Chris story here, is that she actually begins to challenge her trainer, her mentor, which she hasn't really done up until this point. So it gives her a new dimension. Here we have more exploration of the past. Pete going through a box of old things where he finds a bottle of champagne, which is obviously bringing back some happy memories for him. And he wants to share those memories with Jean, so he leaves it on the counter. The scene was originally set in the barn. It got moved to the house because of location concerns, and it's easier to shoot on the soundstage than it is to shoot on the barn. In the barn, I guess. So now he's concerned that the horse that Jean left on has come back without Jean. So he's obviously a very good horseman, so he jumps right on and takes off searching for her. Here we have an emotional scene with Junior and his mother. He wants to pay her back, which is a nice moment for Junior, because up until this season, he was sort of the rich kid who got everything he wanted, and this season is very much about Junior wanting to make his own mistakes, make his own way in life, and, you know, earn things, which is a nice thing to see. And here she announces that she's leaving. She has a villa in Italy, and suddenly she has guests coming, and she has to take off. And she says she's going to come back, although she's not really convincing when she says she is, so we don't know if she's coming back or not. Of course, Junior hopes that she is, because he's sort of enjoying having a mother. Which I think took him by surprise, because when Danny was searching for what she thought was their mother, Junior wasn't really into it. And, of course, Danny's search turned up Junior's mother, and the secret that Junior and Danny had different mothers. So Danny is still, you know, mother free, and now Junior has this mother that he didn't realize how much he wanted. There was a lot of footage in the dailies of somebody on an ATV sort of swirling around this area, and I guess it got lost on the cutting room floor in order to make the episode come in at the right time. That was the explanation for Jean not being on the horse anymore. Another explanation, the one in the script actually, was that she sees some litter on the ground and she bends down to pick it up, and the horse takes off without her. And the ATV was a little more visually stimulating, so they put that in there, and then ultimately it seems it was cut out. Part of Jean's story is the concept of her moving on romantically, and even though she and Pete have been divorced for several years now, you know, there's always that question lingering, and is that the right choice? You know, should we have stayed together? Could we have worked it out? And I think in this episode, she ultimately realizes what that answer is. So she's a little romantic here with Pete. He rescued her. They're talking about how they're friends. I like this scene because they've had a lot of tension, the two of them, and they're starting to sort of find their place with one another, and he says, "We're friends," and a lot of people wouldn't be that lucky. So that's nice. We see here that she's having some thoughts, but they're quickly interrupted by Pablo and Chris. So Pablo makes up an excuse as to why he's bruised, and Jean has no reason to doubt him, but Chris does. If you look at her face there, she's. See, and she's standing up to Pablo. She's questioning him, and he's not having it.